Strange name for a bronze statue, isn't it? What is it doing here, hunting gun in hand, gazing over the square? Can you picture him walking around the streets? Well, this is what happens every year on the first Sunday of October. This bronze Eribombillo changes into a human. In reality, there are 15 Eribombillos, men and women who dressed up in suits and bicorn hats and carrying shotguns on their shoulders, parade around the town from the early hours of the morning to the sound of the chistu and tamboril, the flute and drum. They march around the streets of Elorrio, stopping from time to time to release a salvo of very loud shots into the air. In the evening, they welcome the Virgin of Rosario with a similar salvo, and then lead the procession in her honour. At night, there is a romeria, outdoor banquet, and dancing in the square. And how did this curious military display come about? It is said it has to do with the Battle of Lepanto, the naval battle of 1571, when Don Juan of Austria helped to defeat the Turks. But Lepanto, on the Ionian Sea off Greece, is far from Elorrio, and it is hard to believe that people from here knew what was going on over there. I tend to believe that its origin goes back to the days when there were mass levies for the military, and each town and village had to send their men to war, and these paraded with their arms. Or when each town organised their own companies of armed milita to defend themselves from possible attacks. But it could also be a commemoration of some long-forgotten battle amongst the many that took place in this area itself. The Castilian Wars, the bands of Basque warriors, the French occupation, the English and the Portuguese allies of the Peninsular Wars, or the two Carlist Wars of the mid and late 19th century. After these Carlist Wars, the Basque rights or fueros were abolished, and with them these military parades, although in the towns and villages, people do not forget their customs and traditions so easily, and this military parade took on its current festive character. But we must go on. On the left, you can see the Okitu Palace. It was here that the first outside-the-walls neighbourhood was built, and which is now known as Berriochoa.